KD4FCM, KD4FDI.
Hey, morning, son. Good to hear you. KD4FDI. W4FDA, happy Friday. You know what that means today? Happy Friday. You know what Friday means, don't you? W4FCM.
Hear me okay?
Just make your antenna straight, stay straight up and down. W4FCM, you know what Friday means? New food day.
Right. Good stuff, man. Where are you guys going out to eat again?
Little Rebel. Let me try that for a change. I don't know how that is.
Say, that's over there in Taylor's, right?
You're right there across from Burger King where you take a left to go to Greerville, like you used to go to school right there.
Yeah, that's good food. I think I've eaten there one time. Forgot what I had, but yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, we're going down to Greenwood today to celebrate her dad's birthday. It was actually last week, but we're going down there. And then I think we're doing Christmas also, because we'll be going up to Boston, Massachusetts to visit her brother-in-law.
Wow, well, be careful. Love you, and have a safe trip down. And have a birthday today, but I have to tell him. Yeah, it's going to be a rainy day on and off, just a rad day.
Five, man, it's definitely overcast. Clouds and cold. They just want to stay in the bed and sleep for a while.
Yeah, I hope you find a really good hot spot there in your house. Most of the time you're solid, then you'll go shh all of a sudden. So you must have some real dead spots. But when you're in a hot spot, it's good. Well, be careful of the rain driving. Watch for the deer jumping out.
Especially down 183 going toward Pickens, that counted like four or five dead deer within probably 5 miles or so. So, but yeah, it's time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some bear hit on Highway 11 a couple days ago, so watch for them too. Highway 11, the bear across the road, so but not deer, it's bear.
I just thought, I know what you mean. All right, Dad. Love you. Have a great day. Enjoy the food tonight, and we'll catch you later. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, love you and appreciate Angela bringing me home. Now that made her pretty late. Sorry about that, but Angela, Layla was so cute. Just Angela singing. W4FCM, sign. We'll start the day here.
Mobile.
Station is KO4PXB, also mobile.
PXB. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location, Dacusville.
Well, magnet and antenna that I just got a couple days ago is definitely working well. The rubber ducky never did get out very much.
A good antenna makes a big difference. I've heard it said that a lot of people, when they get their licenses, wonder what type of radio to get. But the question tends to be, functionally, what type of antenna to get. If you got the right antenna, you don't need that much of a radio to get out.
Because I'm right just now getting on the 85 off of Highway 14 in Simpsonville.
I'm just about right underneath the repeater. I have a 5/8 wave mobile that I use, and I can start getting into the repeater at mile 76 on Interstate 26. To give you an idea of how far out that is, Interstate 385 begins down at mile 51. That's 25 miles south of 385.
Military, so I know that area pretty well. So that was that the that unit there in Clinton.
I spend a lot of time going up and down the highway. That's pretty good.
The more I'm retired in 2007, so but I get to I'm still working for Spartanburg County local government doing the server repair, but that's pretty much what I do now.
You enjoy it.
Feel like I don't work any, like I said, I enjoy my job, so it, as the saying goes, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
I definitely enjoy what I do, so I don't work a day in my life. I just ride around and have fun.
Riding around having fun.
I'm a truck driver. I do a bunch of different stuff. I do flatbed, occasional heavy haul, dump trailers and dump trucks, different things like that.
Plan enjoyable, but also you got to deal with the crazies out there that, even though you're a lot bigger, they still don't respect the fact that you are bigger and can't stop as quick.
I get cut off every day.
Now, the need for everybody to have a GoPro in their vehicle to record stuff because of people just trying to cause an accident to get, so they can sue that person so they don't have to work a day in their life.
Get them out there. So far, I've never, ever hit anybody. But I've had some close ones. I've had some drivers try.
We had one of the big semi-trucks had a snowplow on the front, and the people in that country were told not to park their cars on the side of the street because, of course, the potential of an IED. So when we were coming down through there, that snowplow would just flip the car over so the vehicles would come by and just keep on running, and they couldn't file a claim with the military because they were told.
I like that a lot. I wish I could do that. I have me an entirely different bumper on this vehicle for people that pulled out in front of me, cut me off, did stupid things. The bumper system would be completely different than what it is, and I'm sure the results would be much more entertaining.
I ride Spartanburg every day from Greenville. One of the biggest people that irritate me is those zippers, man. They just think they're, because they are in such a big hurry, they zip in and out of traffic regardless of how safe it is or what conditions or distance between the next vehicle just so they can get a little bit further ahead.
Pretty frustrating dealing with that. At least where I'm at now, I don't have much traffic. That all changes in a few minutes. I'm headed straight towards Easley, and the traffic picks up in a hurry after I cross Highway 183. For a minute, you're picket fencing a little bit. Probably got in the shadow of something or got down in a hole.
I'm going down into a valley, and it also has got foggy, so it's probably diffusing the signal a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes the terrain can just take a perfectly clear signal 1 second and make it difficult to understand just a moment later. It's one of those interesting things about radio. What got you interested in the hobby?
Because I'm currently in the South Carolina State Guard, and we have ham radios. So in order to talk on them, we had to have a license. So I got my license in February of this year.
I put me all band, all mode radio in the truck that I drive. So next up, I need to get me several different antennas for it. Right now, I can run CB, and I can do 2 meters, but I don't yet have a bunch of other HF antennas. I can listen, but I can't talk back. I found out yesterday I can get 80 meters in crystal clear, but I sure can't tune this antenna to match match the harmonics.
What radio are you using in your truck?
IC-706.
Is it kind of expensive?
It's for under $500. This one got given to me. One of my ham radio friends became a silent key. about 2 weeks ago, and I got given his radio.
And I've probably heard the, because I get on the net every night at 9 o'clock, so I heard about a silent key a couple weeks ago, so the, I listen and I have started signing in more at night.
That was one of my friends. He's friends with a bunch of people on here. But towards the end of his life, I had spent a lot of time working with him on different projects one-on-one. And when his brother passed away, he said, when he passed away, his brother said to me, hey, I think my brother would have really wanted you to have these radios. Everybody else has a lot of stuff, but he knew that he wanted to get our HF, and he mentioned it, and here's his radios that can do it. And he said, I don't want nothing for him. You can just have them. So I was really, really grateful for the radios. I'm really sad my friend is gone. He taught me how to rebuild engines.
And always fun and good to do to have friends like that will can teach you something. That the I'm friends with a KO4 NUE, so we were in the military together, and he has told me about a radio that's strictly 2 meters that I'm going to put in the truck, and I'll get a stationary one for my house when possible.
Yeah, I remember the very first time Chad keyed up the microphone on this repeater. I remember exactly where I was. He's come a long way since then. He can learn a lot from him. There's some stuff now, a good bit of stuff, he knows more than I do because he spent so much time studying it in order to gain really good knowledge on it.
Radio check.
In there.
Whiskey 3 Romeo India Golf for a radio check. Thank you so much, Whiskey Romeo Golf. Clear.
The Whiskey 3 station, I didn't catch the tail end of your call, but it works good.
CLX Mobile monitoring.
ZLK Mobile.
Mobile.
Morning. Name is Mike. Headed on the 85 Carolina Expressway. Actually, it's the raceway. The Sparkbird.
Sorry, slipped off the microphone. Good morning, Daniel. And I talked to the other station. I heard the other station. I don't remember your name. Name is Shane, N4ZLK, and I'm on White Horse Road. Daniel, I wasn't far from you a minute ago, I think. Go ahead.
Go ahead, your turn if you can hit it.
The KO4 station, you were looking for a Yaesu radio, was that correct? You're talking to Chad about it yesterday?
4PXB, roger.
I know you're talking about the 2980, and then somebody said Steve said he had a 2900 that he knew about for sale. I've got the 2900, that's what I'm talking on right now, and I really like it. I'm actually looking at getting one of those 2980s. They're great little radios.
50 watt compared to 80 watt, correct?
It's actually 70. It's got four settings, 5, 10, 30, and 70. And then the new 2980 has the same thing, only it goes up to 80 or 85.
It's still only 2 meters, correct?
Just a single band radio, just 2 meters. But it's heavy duty. It's not huge. But it's a very sturdy. I've had this one, goodness, more than 10 years, probably closer to 15.
So what was the model number again? And I'll look it up and do a compare.
2900, the FT2900. They don't sell them new anymore. Basically, they've upgraded it to the 2980. I think the 2980 is just a little bit smaller in size, a little more compact. But it's pretty much the same radio.
Chad mentioned yesterday he was talking about it wiring XY. Please explain.
I missed that. Wiring how?
mentioned about wiring it. He said wiring X, Y. So that's, I may have misheard about static on the line or something, but I could have swore that's what he said.
So that doesn't sound familiar to me, but I don't know everything, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. Let me turn it over to Mike N6CLX, I believe. Go ahead, Mike.
Not wiring XY, but with that much power, you're definitely going to have to wire it directly to the battery. There's no way around it, and I would put fuses on positive and negative lines just to make sure.
I'll definitely do that and look into that.
With a cord, mine did, a power cord that is fused on both, and I run them straight to the battery. That's the best way to do it. Go ahead, Daniel. N4ZLK.
In the group KJ4WZM. I haven't heard of wiring XY either. That's new to me. I'm not sure what that is. And I've had my license for a little over 10 years now. I haven't heard it. But those are good ideas, though, to wire it to the battery, and you can go ahead and put fuses in both sides. That'll help. Just make sure you get your amperage correct and look at the current draw for the radio before you put that fuse in there. Otherwise, if you're running high power and you key it up, you might blow the fuse if you put in, like, a 10-amp fuse.
I'll keep that in mind.
And for you.
Answer it.
Up in the Simpsonville area off North Maple Street. I think Dave, W4DJW, was mentioning that your whole family got their license. And it reminded me, I didn't recognize your call, but I used to be the UPS driver in that area. I remember delivering to your house when all you guys were running around.
Asking that question, I was thinking that's who you were. That's awesome. I'll tell them that you said hello. I'm now, sadly, pretty much the only one of the whole family that still gets on the air. Two of them have let their licenses lapse.
Mom and Dad both had their license, and I'm not sure when I was delivering to you guys if you had done it yet. But I remember one of you, and I don't know who it was, asked me if you could ride your bicycle beside my truck so you could see how fast you were going. I told you probably not a good idea. I didn't want anything to happen, but I thought that was very fun.
And I got big time into cycling for a while. Level ground, I can actually put out just over 40 miles an hour. It goes downhill much at all, and I can hit 50, and I don't need much of a hill at all to do that. But funny thing about that is wind resistance gets so strong that you can't get much more speed out of that. The fastest I've really been able to get up to on the steepest mountains I've been able to play in North Carolina is 68. In South Carolina, the fastest I've gotten up to is about 65 on Sassafras coming down that. But the wind resistance is so strong, it's just about almost impossible to get any faster. And I used to go on 100-mile bicycle rides all the time, too.
Yeah, that fast on a little bicycle, but anyway, that was fun. You guys were a lot of fun. You're always out and about doing something. It was good to see. Anyway, let's turn it back over to Mike, N6CLX, N4ZLK. Go ahead.
Group N6CLX. 100 miles on a bike, that's just, I don't know, that's fun for some, but for me, that sounds like work.
From Travelers Rest to downtown Asheville and back in 7 hours. Later on, I rode from downtown Greenville to downtown Hendersonville and back, also 100 miles. I did that in 6 hours.
ND7J.
N4ZLK.
I wanted to say good morning, see how you're doing. And I used to ride a bicycle a lot when I was a lot younger. We used to, that was our main mode of transportation until we got to be 16 years old. And we used to ride everywhere. But good morning to everyone, and good to hear you, Shane, ND7J.
Bob, hope everything's well. I know you're taking care of your dad. That's a good thing. I honor you for that, because that's a difficult thing. So Hope you're well. N4ZLK. And KO4 station, pick it up.
4ZXP. I was having to clear my throat from a dry cereal bar. So I'm back.
KO4PXP.
Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Got that. I believe you're a little scratchy in there right now. I think you're headed up 85 towards Spartanburg, too, and I think Mike is, too. You guys might be close. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm just going under 26 now on 85, headed the other side of town to the work location. And then there I'll plop down at the desk for 8 hours and do the ride back.
Good to hear you. Daniel, nice to catch up again. And Lloyd and Mike, hope you guys have a good day. N4ZLK, 73.
Good to hear you, and happy holidays. But I'm sure I'll talk to you before. ND7J, go ahead, the other gentleman there. Right here for a short time. This is KJ4WZM. I'm rolling up to the rock quarry, going to have to get loaded, and I wanted to let everyone know I think the repeater got in one of its moots. It suddenly started going all crackly on everybody. It's just having problems with the input, and I'm not sure why. It does that from time to time, sporadically. That's exactly what's going on over here. I was going to sign. I just figured it might have been propagation today, but this seems to happen, infrequently, but frequently, every now and again. So I always say it must be my radio.
You're getting into the antenna or building on it or something. That's what makes it a fun hobby, is always something to repair. N6PLX.
Anyway, MD7J, I'll be listening.
Clear out of here, too. Just about at work. N6PLX. I'll be clear. You guys all have a good day. N6PLX. I'm gone.
K4 REM Mobile.
MD7J.
How you doing?
We were loud as could be, and now we're scratchy. I'm behind a mountain here, so I'm doing well. Hope you're doing good, and Mary and Ben as well. I'm going to say 73, Fred, just because I know I can't hear you.
I was kind of down in a hole on that second transmission, but we're doing good. Good to hear you. Take care. K4RM Mobile clear.
Yeah, good to hear you, too. I caught a little bit of that, but I'll give you a call here. I got to get caught up with you and Bill and Jim and what have you. ND7J Mobile.